A Greater Victoria charity helping families through the holidays for decades is distancing itself from a longtime supporter after he was arrested and charged with child luring. Al-Farabi was removed from the CFAX Santos Anonymous Board of Directors pending the outcome of the investigation by the Vancouver Police Department, the organization said in a September 19 statement, signed by President Ryan Price. Farabi was not involved in the day-to-day operations of the organization, and CFAX Santos Anonymous had no prior knowledge of the investigation, and has not been contacted by police, the statement said. On September 17, two counts of child luring were laid against the longtime CFAX morning host. He faces one count of telecommunicating to lure a child under 16 and one count of telecommunicating to lure a child under 18. Documents show each charge associated with an office in Victoria and Vancouver in September 2024. Victoria Police Department deferred inquiries to the Vancouver Police Department, VPD. The VPD Internet Child Exploitation Unit initiated an investigation in September 2024, which resulted in the arrest of a 59-year-old Victoria man in February, VPD told Victoria News. We are not prepared to share additional evidentiary information which may form part of the criminal proceedings, VPD added. Farabi has worked at the Bell-owned Victoria radio station since 1994. We are aware of the charges and can confirm that he has been suspended, pending a police investigation. We have no further comment at this time, a Bell media spokesperson said in a statement to Victoria News. Farabi is also a familiar face at the microphone, singing the national anthem for local sports teams. Farabi, who is not in custody, is scheduled for a first appearance in court Monday, September 22. None of the charges have been proven in court.